What is going on, gents? It's RPM here. The modern woman has made it crystal clear that they are not interested in the vast majority of men today. However, there is a silver lining. Men now have more options available to them. Pay for play, passports, monk mode, and of course, the synthetic companion. With so many brands out there, such as WM, JY, SE, and for gamers, Game Lady, you can find or build the perfect companion and continue to watch modern women experience this. The wall is undefeated. When you're ready, search the doll form to get started. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, it has been some time since I have done a synthetic companion video. However, with increasing changes in the environment, and by environment, I mean society as a whole, the outright nature of the modern woman put clearly on display, and the main topic that I'm going to be sharing with you, gentlemen, if you're on the fence or curious about the synthetic companion, at minimum, go ahead and do your research. And if you made your decision, go ahead and purchase one, because things are not going to get any better. However, let's do a quick moment of silence for rapper Coolio. Coolio put out a song in the early 90s called Too Hot, and I'm going to put the link to that video in the description box. Now, that song is perfect for what I'm going to be discussing, which is the rise in STDs across the board. But there's one in particular that is making a comeback. Now, this article was published on the 27th of September. Syphilis cases are surging. Should I be worried? Obviously, the answer to that would be yes. Syphilis is making a comeback in the United States. In 2021, the total cases of the sexually transmitted disease surged by 27% to more than 171,000 cases, and the rate reached a 30-year high, according to preliminary data from the CDC. One must ask, why is the alarm not being sounded? Well, obviously, we know why. Reckless, promiscuous culture on full display. Now, the question that I would start off with is, what is the primary location of these people who are spreading this disease? And who would be spreading the disease the most? The spike is part of a concerning trend of rising sexually transmitted diseases. But syphilis is particularly worrisome because it can mimic other infections, and some people don't even know they have it, i.e., people who would be called carriers. Even among doctors, knowledge of the disease is low. Congenital syphilis, which affects babies born to mothers who had the disease while pregnant, is also increasing. Here are some answers to common questions about the disease. Yes, this is the Q&A part. Question: what are the symptoms of syphilis? Answer: syphilis is caused by a bacteria called Treponema pallidum. The early symptoms are one or more concave sores that typically appear in the mouth or genitals about 3 weeks after sexual contact with an infected person. Quote unquote, it could be in the back of the throat. It could be inside the vagina. It could be in the rectum, said Jeffrey Klausner, a professor at the University of Southern California and the former director of STD Prevention and Control Services at the San Francisco Department of Health. Quote unquote, people may not be very aware of it at all. Let me reiterate, people like that would be classified as carriers. Experts say the sores are typically painless and can last 3 to 6 weeks and will disappear without treatment. But that does not mean you're in the clear. A few weeks after the first sores go away, you're still infectious, and a second phase of the infection typically sets in with a rash on your hands or feet. Other symptoms can include fever, swollen lymph glands, sore throat, headaches, patchy hair loss, muscle aches, and fatigue. The rash can also be so faint you don't even notice it. If a person is never treated, they could experience a third phase weeks or years after contracting the disease, which can damage organs, leading to neurological issues, heart issues, loss of sight, and death. At this point, the disease is no longer infectious. Klausner said doctors can sometimes misdiagnose syphilis as a viral infection instead of a sexually transmitted disease. Question: who is most at risk for getting syphilis? Answer: any sexually active person could contract syphilis, and the risk is the most highest among those who have multiple partners. Ah, things are not looking good for the poly community, which ironically, the lamestream media and society is trying to push to the normies. Question: why is syphilis on the rise again? Answer: a number of factors are probably behind the increase. Some public health experts say fewer people are using condoms, in part because the growing use of medications to help prevent HIV has lowered the incentive. Uh-oh. Question: can I get syphilis again? Answer: yes. If you've been treated for syphilis, you can get the disease again. You do not, repeat, do not develop an immunity to the bacteria after an infection. Question: is there a syphilis vaccine? Answer: not yet. They may as well have been truthful and said no. The National Institute of Health and the Gates Foundation. The Gates Foundation are funding research for a vaccine, said Jonathan Parr, an infectious disease professor at the University of North Carolina. Syphilis is a particularly tough disease to vaccinate against because the bacteria has adapted to escape our immune system. There you go, gentlemen. There you go. With things in modern times changing and more men being exposed to a whole lot more danger, my question to you would be, why not get a synthetic companion at this point? Now, I know there are still more options available. However, you can make a combination of said options. While you're here in America, you can have a synthetic companion until you get your passport. Then you can dip out to other countries, have fun, come back over here, still have your synthetic companion waiting. Hey, whatever you decide to do, gentlemen, that's on you. However, me and my old Navy buddy were having a discussion that somewhat revolved around this. Now, we were talking about, you know, massage parlors, pay for play, you know, the whole sugar baby thing. And he asked me a question. He said, now, out of all of those, why do you stick with the massage parlor? I said, well, let me go ahead and break this down for you. I had to set the foundation first. Modern women have successfully shamed men out of requesting paternity tests for their children. Now, of course, he was like, well, what does that have to do with this? I said, well, if a woman can shame a man out of a paternity test, why do you think the body count conversation triggers them so much? And he instantly got it. He was like, I see where you're going. I say, exactly. Modern women can shame a man out of a paternity test. What do you think her reaction is going to be when a man says, hey, let's go get tested for STDs together? Oh, they will have a fit. Yeah. See, this is why I call modern women civilian women. That's kind of an inside thing for me. But yeah, I said, listen, the modern civilian woman, as opposed to the professional actually has incentive to get tested. Because if she comes up with something, guess what? She's pulled out of the rotation and she's not making money. As opposed to the civilian woman, she has every incentive not to get tested. Why? Because going back to the body count conversation, a lot of these women are actually running around here and they are smoking, i.e. the song Too Hot. A lot of these women are running around here and they're more radioactive than Chernobyl. But how dare you ask them to get tested? Because come on now, it's no big secret. A lot of these women are riding that carousel, which goes back to the first question that I asked. Who is spreading these diseases? Well, you can't blame the majority of men because the majority of men are not sexually active to begin with. So, by process of elimination, guess who's spreading these STDs? The top percent of men and the majority of women that they're sleeping with. Fellas, if you're not getting sex on a constant basis, guess what? You're actually in a winning position. Trust and believe, you are winning. Even though society still tries to shame men by saying, well, you need to go out and get a woman. Ha, 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 ha. No, gentlemen. No. No. Think about it. Something that CGA says. Do, or should I say, get a woman, get a private investigator. Gentlemen, that's sound advice. However, before that, use this disqualifying method. Ask her to go get checked out with you if you're interested. And if she balks or pauses, you know right then, walk away. Walk away. As a matter of fact, don't walk, run, because odds are she has a case of riding crotch. And trust and believe, gentlemen, the cost of getting rid of an STD, especially nowadays, yeah, you might be thinking, you know what? That synthetic companion, yeah, that's less expensive than trying to get rid of an STD, especially nowadays. Now, you know, for a time, they were talking about super gonorrhea. Come on now. Gentlemen, do you really want tricky dick? I don't think you want tricky dick. You don't want your dick to be smoking. But, gentlemen, if you're still going to play within that minefield called the modern dating market, you must take your sexual health in. It must be first. It's in your hands, but guess what? If you learn nothing from this video, I want you to understand this. The modern woman would rather give you an STD than to have her reputation marred by actually being found to have an STD. Yeah, they don't care about your health. So, gentlemen, it's in your hands. But whatever you're going to do, be safe about it. Use your Jimmy hats. As Terrence Pop said, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Look up the current STD statistics. And trust me, gentlemen, you will be shocked. Just saying. And to you modern women out there, the power for a lot of you, especially your quote-unquote sexual liberation powers, will go out. Feminism will go out right along with it. Believe you me, more men are going to start asking you those hard questions. And ladies, we know the overwhelming majority of you will fail such questions. So gentlemen, let me reiterate, your sexual health is your responsibility. And if a woman does not agree to go get tested for an STD with you, immediately walk away. Remember, ignorance of the law is no excuse for breaking the law. And with that being said, woeful ignorance is no longer an excuse. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.